William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Duke's Stolen Bride, The Rogue Files by Sophie Jordan, performed by Faye Dell. Chapter 1. Marion Langley was not given to undignified displays. She'd been employed as a governess for too many years, guiding young ladies into the highest echelons of society with grace and dignity. She knew dignity. It was her stock in trade, or rather it had been. She was no longer employed as a governess. Those days were gone. So very many things were gone now, whimsical watercolored wisps of memory. Papa was gone, and she had left her comfortable post and returned home to care for her family. She grimaced and assessed her current situation, huddled under a table at Collie's Tavern. Presently, it didn't feel as though she were taking care of her family. It felt ridiculous. She felt ridiculous and completely lacking in dignity. So far had she fallen. She was insolvent, and as she was coming to discover, insolvency did not support dignity. In fact, it did everything to destroy it. For no other reason did she find herself with her knees tucked close to her chest and her hands gripping fistfuls of her less than pristine skirts in the fervent, desperate hope that this moment pass, and pass quickly. Her breath fell in hard, rapid little bursts from her lips, partly due to her overwrought nerves, and partly from her mad dash through the village and into Collie's Tavern, home of the best shepherd's pie in the Shire. Despite her anxiety, her stomach rumbled at the mere idea of Collie's delicious shepherd's pie. She could even smell it on the air, directly above her, in fact. The savory, rich aroma drifted from the table above her head. Her stomach growled, reminding her that she had not eaten in a good while. She held her breath and adjusted her well-worn boots on the plank flooring. They were her younger brother's boots. She'd claimed them from his room whilst he was away at school. She doubted they would fit him upon his return. Lads his age grew like weeds. She wrinkled her nose and tried to ignore the dirt and bits of rotted food surrounding her. The proprietor should have a word with his staff regarding their failure to clean beneath the tables. She might be able to ignore the scraps of food, but the pair of legs crowding her was more difficult to overlook. They were substantial, the Hessians snug on a pair of long calves. She glared at them as though they might somehow disappear. Yes, the table was presently occupied, but that had not stopped her from taking refuge under it. Marion had glimpsed a person at the table before diving beneath it. She had no choice, however. It was the nearest table, and the coal peddler was fast on her heels. She had a vague recollection of the man's dark shape at the table. Dark eyes, too. Dark boots, of course. Dark, like everything else in the shadowy interior of the tavern, hopefully dark enough to obscure her from the man pursuing her. The area beneath the table was far from spacious. She feared it barely concealed both her body and the gentleman's considerable legs. The boots shifted, one solid toe making contact with her hip, purposefully, she suspected. Ow! Scowling, she rubbed at the afflicted area. What the devil are you doing? The voice came, deep and biting, much closer than she expected, a heated huff of breath near her ear. She turned her face toward the sound of his voice, only to find herself pinned by a pair of dark eyes. For a moment, all speech left her. He was young and handsome, two things she had not observed in her mad dash beneath the table. He peered at her, their faces so close their noses almost bumped. Are you hard of hearing, chit? She shook herself and recovered her voice.
Is it not obvious what I'm doing here?
He did not so much as blink, merely continued to stare at her, waiting, evidently not satisfied with her reply. She fidgeted anxiously, worried Clyde Oliver would enter the room and catch this man looking under the table.
I'm in a bit of a situation, she confessed.
What manner of situation is that? He asked in a deep, cultured voice, decidedly unamused.
It's rather a long story. Please, pretend I'm not here. I promise I will leave you alone soon.
He nodded as though he understood, but the words that came out of his mouth were far from understanding. You can leave me alone now. She
Sample complete. Ready to continue?